This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
Welcome to the Radius Fulton Residence Show, an hour of ageless music, topical talk and much, much more. Bring a little sunshine into your life by listening to the Radius Fulton Residence Show. Ready, gang?
The sun has got his hat on. Hip, 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 hooray. The sun has got his hat on and he's coming out today.
Good afternoon and greetings to all who are tuned into the Radius Fulton musical program. Your announcing team are back at our favourite studio once again. That's on 105.4 on the FM band. Firstly, I'll say hello to senior staff member Lisa.
Good afternoon, Jimmy. Good afternoon, everybody. I hope you're ready for a lovely lineup today. We can't wait to bring it to you.
And also, welcome to Kelvin.
Good afternoon, Jimmy and Lisa. Good afternoon, all. And once again, we're here and we're really looking forward to bringing you the program this afternoon. So sit back and relax.
Today's music will take us in the form of a quick spin around the whole world in the space of 1 hour. A city or a town is paired up with and mentioned with a particular song. And I can tell you something, we thoroughly enjoyed putting this hour program together for all of our listeners. We'll move straight into the program. And our first number up is What Did Delaware Boys? It's an old number by Perry Como, and it's very, very cleverly sung and written. So I hope you really enjoy this.
That's what she did wear.
One, two, three, four.
Oh, why did California? Why did California? Why did California? Was she all alone? She called to say how are ya. She called to say how are ya. She called to say how are ya. That's why she did come. Mississippi boy, what did Mississippi? What did Mississippi boy through her pretty lips? She sipped the Minnesota, she sipped the Minnesota, she sipped the Minnesota. That's what she did sip.
Yeah.
Oh, where has Oregon boy? Where has Oregon? If you want Alaska, Alaska, where she's gone? She went to pay her taxes, she went to pay her taxes, she went to pay her taxes, that's where she has gone.
I, five, five,
oh, how did Wisconsin boy, she stole a new brass key. Too bad that Arkansas boy, and so did Tennessee. It made poor Florida die, boy, it made poor Florida die. You see, she died in misery, boy, she died in misery. Oh, what did Delaware, boy, what did Delaware? Oh, what did Delaware, boy, what did Delaware?
Okay, my turn. I have a song by Blue Eyes, and for those that aren't sure, Blue Eyes, of course, is Frank Sinatra. Now, this is quite a popular song from years ago, and it's called New York, New York.
The greatest city in the whole world. Start spreading the news. I'm leaving today. I want to be a part of it. New York, New York. These vagabond shoes, they are longing to stray right through the very heart of it. New York, New York. I want to wake up, Mary, in a city that doesn't sleep, and find I'm king of the hill, top of the heap. My little town blues, they are melting away. I'll make a brand new start of it in old New York. If I can make it there, I'll make it anywhere. It's up to you, New York, New York. New York, New York. I want to wake up in a city that doesn't sleep.
Well, thanks again for tuning in, everybody. We are absolutely delighted to be here. And I would like to say, firstly, before we go on, I would like to dedicate this show to our wonderful resident, Jesse Wong. Jesse, you are just amazing. And I could be here all day to tell you about Jesse's life story, but we would be here 102 years probably long, and we could be here all night. But Jesse turns 102 on Saturday, and we just want to wish you a wonderful 102nd birthday, Jesse. You truly are amazing. And when Jesse was asked on her 100th birthday, what's your secret? She said, ponds, cold cream, hard work and a good diet. And as we all know, Jessie and her family owned the veggie shop there, Wong Veggie Store. And very well known around Dunedin for various reasons, all good ones, of course. And we have had the pleasure of looking after Jessie at Radius Fulton for a number of years now, and welcomed her family and have family members on the staff even. And Betty, you're just as amazing. I wondered though, Betty, will you be here just as long as Jessie? Will we be looking after you soon? Maybe not. You're just as fit and able, aren't you? Anyway, Jesse, I hope you have the wonderful party on Saturday. And on behalf of the residents and all the staff, happy birthday. And I hope you can hear this show, because I know you're a bit hard of hearing. God love you. And yes, so on we go with the show. It is Jackson by Johnny Cash and June Carter.
We got married in a fever, hotter than a pepper sprout. We've been talking about Jackson ever since the fire went out. I'm going to Jackson, I'm gonna mess around. Yeah, I'm going to Jackson, look out Jackson Town.
We'll go.
Honey, I'm gonna snowball Jackson.
See if I can.
When I breeze into that city, people gonna stoop and bow.
Huh.
All them women gonna make me teach them what they don't know how. I'm going to Jackson. You turn loose of my coat. 'Cause I'm going to Jackson.
Goodbye, that's all she wrote. But they laugh at you in Jackson, and I'll be dancing on a pony keg. They'll lead you around town like a scalded hound with your tail tucked between your legs. Yeah, go to Jackson, you big talking.
That's a fact. Yeah, we're going to Jackson. Ain't never coming back. Well, we got married in a fever, hotter than a pepper sprout. Honey, we've been talking about Jackson.
Our Queen Elizabeth has just finished 4 days of wonderful celebration. She's been on the throne for 70 years. Man, that's a power of time. As a small tribute, we thought we'd send a couple of youngsters down in appreciation, just to see you, to pay homage. We're sending Christopher Robin and his friend Alice down to Buckingham Palace.
The changing guard at Buckingham Palace. Christopher Robin went down with Alice. Alice is marrying one of the guard of soldiers. Life is terrible hard, says Alice. They're changing guard at Buckingham Palace. Christopher Robin went down with Alice. We saw the guard in a sentry box. One of the sergeants looked up at us all, says Alice. Changing guard at Buckingham Palace. Christopher Robin went down with Alice. We looked for the king, but he never came. Well, God take care of him all the same, says Alice. The changing guard at Buckingham Palace. Buckingham Palace. Christopher Robin went down with Alice. They create big parties inside the grounds. I wouldn't be king for £100, says Alice. The changing guard at Buckingham Palace. Christopher Robin went down with Alice. A face looked out, but it wasn't the king's. His much too busy assigning things, says Alice. The changing guard at Buckingham Palace. Christopher Robin went down with Alice. Do you think the king knows all about me? Sure to dear, but it's time for tea, says Alice.
When you need us, we'll be there. When you need us, we're Radius Care.
For the very best aged care, choose Radius Care. Whether it's temporary care or full-time rest home or private hospital care, Radius Care offers a service second to none. With 20 locations all over New Zealand, when you need us, Google Radius Care and we'll be there.
When you need us, we'll be there. When you need us, we're Radius Care.
Google Radius Care today.
Okay, back to me. All right, now, a lot of you folk, of course, will be quite used to listening to Elvis. And I've chosen a song that I haven't heard for years myself. And it's called Blue Hawaii. So sit back and enjoy it.
Night and you and blue Hawaii. The night is heavenly and you are heaven to me.
Next, we have another lovely one by Harry Belafonte. It is Jamaican Love Song.
Mm-hmm. down the way where the nights are gay and the sun shines daily on the mountain top. I took a trip on a sailing ship, and when I reached Jamaica, I made a stop. But I'm sad to say I'm on my way, won't be back for many a day. My heart is down, my head is turning around. I had to leave a little girl in Kingston Town. Sounds of laughter everywhere and the dancing girls swaying to and fro. I must declare my heart is there, though I've been from Maine to Mexico. But I'm sad to say I'm on my way, won't be back for many a day. My heart is down, my head is turning around. I had to leave a little girl in Kingston Town. Down at the market you can hear ladies cry out while on their heads they bear. Ackee, rice, salt fish are nice and the rum is fine any time of year. But I'm sad to say I'm on my way, won't be back for many a day. My heart is down, my head is turning around. I had to leave a little girl in Kingston Town. Down the way where the nights are gay and the sun shines daily on the mountain top. I took a trip on a sailing ship, and when I reached Jamaica, I made a stop. But I'm sad to say I'm on my way, won't be back for many a day. My heart is down, my head is turning around. I had to leave a little girl in Kingston Town. Sad to say I'm on my way, won't be back for many a day. My heart is down, my head is turning around. I had to leave a little girl in Kingston Town.
Dean Martin needs no introduction. He was just full of fun, laid back, easygoing, and we've asked Dean if he would come up and sing "The Last Time I Saw Paris."
Thank you.
The last time I saw Paris, her heart was warm and gay. I heard the laughter of her heart in every street cafe. The last time I saw Paris, her trees were dressed for spring, and lovers walked beneath those trees, and birds found songs to sing. I dodged the same old taxi cabs that I had dodged for years. The chorus of their squeaky horns was music to my ears. Oh, the last time I saw Paris, her heart was warm and gay. No matter how they change her, I'll remember her all that way. Thank you. dodge the same old taxi cabs that I had dodged for years. The chorus of their squeaky horns was music to my ears. Yeah, the last time I saw Paris, my heart was warm and gay. No matter how they change her, I'll remember that way. The last time I saw Paris, the last time I saw Paris.
Okay, here's a song that Lisa might appreciate. Bing Crosby. Well, he most certainly doesn't need any introduction either. The song is called Galway Bay.
If you ever go across the sea to Ireland, then maybe at the closing of your day, you will sit and watch the moon rise over Clannagh and see the sun go down on Galway Bay. Just to hear again the ripple of the trout stream, women in the meadows making hay, and to sit beside a turf fire in the cabin and watch the barefoot gossams at their play. For the breeze is blowing o'er the seas from Ireland, our perfume by the heather as they blow, and the women in the upland digging praties speak a language that the strangers do not know. For the strangers came and tried to teach us their ways. They blamed us just for being what we are, but they might as well go chasing after moonbeams or light a penny candle from a star. And if there's gonna be a life hereafter, and somehow I feel sure there's gonna be, I will ask my God to let me make my heaven in that dear land across the Irish Sea.
At Radius Care, the individual is important beyond their medical needs. It's all about who they are, their hobbies and interests, and how we can make our home their home.
When you need us, we're Radius Care.
Here's a wee story. Before I came to New Zealand nearly 13 years ago, or is it 14 years ago? I've lost count now. And my uncle had travelled all around New Zealand on his motorbike. And I was delighted to tell him I was coming to New Zealand, and I was going to a place called Dunedin in Otago. And he looked at me funny and he said, "It's not, it's Dunedin in Otago." And I said, "No, you're wrong. You're just old and you've got it wrong. And I know it all," as a young 17 and a half year old I was. Anyway, this next song, you'll all know it definitely from the television at least, and especially when the rugby is on. And I'm so pleased I made my home here in Dunedin, Otago. Yes, I stand corrected. And raise my children here. And this song is Otago.
We are the Otago Highlanders. We're here to play the game.
from Auckland to Australia, there's no one quite the same as we, the Otago Highlanders. Rugby is our game. Welcome to the House of Pain. Otago Highlanders, well, that's our name. Otago Highlanders, here to play the game. Otago Highlanders, winning is our aim. Welcome to the House of Pain. Otago Highlanders, that's our name. Otago Highlanders, here to play the game. Otago Highlanders, winning is our aim. Welcome to the House of Pain. From the Waitaki to the Bluff, up in Central too, for all the loyal Scarfies,
Highlanders
know what to do. We play with passion, pride in our game. Welcome to the House of Today.
Our next number goes way, way back, probably to about the 1950s, but it was a massive hit. There's a pawn shop on a corner in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and it was sung by Guy Mitchell.
Shop on the corner in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania,
and the walk up and down neath the clock.
By the pawn shop on the corner in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania,
but I ain't got a thing left to hock. She was peaches, she was honey, and she cost me all my money, 'cause whirl round the town was her dream.
Was her dream.
Took her dancing, took her dining, till her blue eyes were shining with the sights that they never had seen.
Never seen.
If you should run into a golden-haired angel and ask her tonight for a date, she'll tell you somewhere there's a rich millionaire who is calling again about it.
There's a pawn shop on the corner in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania,
and I've just gotta get five or ten.
Five or ten. From the pawn shop on the corner in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, gotta be with my angel again.
Money, 'cause whirl round the town was her dream.
Was her
for dining till her blue eyes were shining with the sights that they never had seen. If you should run into a golden-haired angel and ask her tonight for a date, she'll tell you somewhere there's a rich millionaire who is calling again about eight.
There's a pawn shop on the corner in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania,
and I've just gotta get 5 or 10.
5 or 10 from the pawn shop on the corner in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Gotta be with my angel again. Gotta be with my angel again.
Yeah. Okay. I've chosen a chap from America. You've probably not heard of him, but his name is George Hamilton the Fourth, and he sings Abilene.
Abilene, Abilene, prettiest town I've ever seen. Women there don't treat you mean in Abilene, my Abilene.
I sit alone most every night, watch those trains pull out of sight. Don't I wish they were carrying me back to Abilene, my Abilene.
Abilene, Abilene, prettiest town I've ever seen. Women there don't treat you mean in Abilene, my crowded city, there ain't nothing free, nothing in this town for me. Wish to the Lord that I could be in Abilene, sweet Abilene. Abilene, Abilene, prettiest town I've ever seen. Women there,
right, what's been happening around Radius Fulton? Well, this week has been a bit quiet, but we look forward to welcoming back lots of entertainers. We just had the lovely, actually, no, it hasn't been quiet at all. My goodness, my memory. Monday, we had the lovely Robin Johnston back in-house again, singing for the wonderful birthday week that we are having here for Jessie, our lovely Jessie, who turns 102 on Saturday. And Robin came and sang a wonderful concert for all the residents and staff at Radius Fulton on Monday. Thank you, Robin. And we have a few things coming up, a number of different activities in the line of entertainment. We have a musical therapist coming who hands out all sorts of instruments to the residents in the rest home. And we have a great big sing-along, and everybody has a role to play with their instrument. It is just fabulous, actually. It's just amazing, the effects of what music can have on an individual. And then we have some other entertainers coming through. A country singer is lined up. We have a big group, 60 plus entertainers. They come in and do an hour of costume changing and fun dancing and singing. So there is a great lineup coming. We just have to be patient in the times that we are having at the moment with COVID. People in the community are doing it tough, and we've just overcome the great big lockdown that we had. And so, yes, it is getting back to somewhat a new normal. Right, the next song we have for you here is one that we've played at the Rest Home many a time, and it is by the wonderful Howard Morrison Quartet, and it is The Battle of Waikato.
And the British get the club. There was a nine maniacs, there was a while ago. So we threw some more, they began a running. Now to take your water to your mighty Waikato.
Well, old Chick Coody said, we'll take them by surprise. If they didn't fire their musket till we looked them in the eye. We stood quite still till we seen their faces well. We ran out and ate them, and we really gave them.
Well, we threw our spears, and the British kept a coming. There was a nine maniacs, there was a while ago. So we threw some more, they began a running. Down to Chickawada, to the mighty Waikato.
Come on now, listen to Chikuti while he blows up a storm. There must have been 100 of them beaten on the drum. Old Chikuti said, head for the hills. And that, my friends, the story of the Battle of Waikato.
We threw our spears and the British get to come. There was a nine maniacs, there was a while ago. So we threw some more, they began a running. Down to Chikawada, to the mighty Waikato.
Our next artist acted in quite a few Western films, and this particular number came out, I know I was just a kid, and if we'd be about the beginning of the Second World War, a lot of you will know the name Gene Autry, and this particular number, South of the Border, he must have sold millions. It was just such a wonderful number. So let's hear South of the Border, Down Mexico Way.
Aye, aye. That's where I fell in love, when the stars above came out to play. And now as I wander, my thoughts ever stray south of the border, down Mexico Way. She was a picture in old Spanish lace, and for a tender while I kissed the smile upon her face. For it was fiesta, and we were so gay, south of the border, down Mexico Way. Then she sighed as she whispered, mañana, never dreaming that we were parting. And I lied as I whispered, mañana, for our tomorrow never.
never came south of the border. I rode back one day, there in a veil of white, by candlelight, she knelt to pray. The mission bells told me that I mustn't stay south of the border, down Mexico Bay.
Faraway Places. Now, that's an old song that I haven't heard for a long time, but you people may remember it. I hope you do. This version is by Sam Cooke, so we'll play Faraway Places by Sam Cooke.
Far away places with strange sounding names, far away over the sea. Those far away places with the strange sounding names are calling, calling. Go into China, or maybe Siam. I wanna see for myself those far away places I've been reading about in a book that I took from a shelf. I start getting restless whenever I hear the whistle of a train. I pray for the day I can get underway and look for those castles in Spain. They call me a dreamer. Well, maybe I am, but I know that I'm burning to see those far away places with the strange sounding names calling, calling me. Me.
Now, I've travelled many places around this beautiful world, and of course I've made New Zealand my home. One of the lovely places I didn't get to see is our next number, Wonderful Copenhagen, and that is by Danny Kaye.
Merry night, let us clink and drink one down to wonderful, wonderful Copenhagen, salty old queen of the sea.
Once I sailed away, but I'm home today,
singing Copenhagen, wonderful, wonderful Copenhagen for me.
I sail up the Skagi Rack and sail down the Kattegat, through the harbor and up to the quay, and there she stands waiting for me with a welcome so warm and so gay.
Wonderful, wonderful Copenhagen. Copenhagen, friendly old girl of the town.
Neath her tavern light on this merry night,
let us drink and drink one down to wonderful, wonderful Copenhagen, salty old queen of the sea.
Once I sailed away, but I'm home today,
singing Copenhagen, wonderful world.
Well, our program has certainly run its course today. Some of us might be feeling a wee bit dizzy, having sauntered around the world at this pace. But it's been a wonderful program to present, and we really did enjoy putting it together. I'll sign off now, and all going well, we'll be hearing from each other in 2 weeks' time. Bye for now.
Well, what else can I say? What a program it's been. Thoroughly enjoyed it. There's a lot of these songs that I don't remember having before. But it's been fantastic. So we look forward. I'll say goodbye for now. And look forward to getting together again in another couple of weeks, all going well. Take care for now.
Well, another hour has gone by so quickly, and we do really enjoy coming in here and putting a show together for you all to listen to. Well, before we sign off, though, Jimmy, would you please do us the pleasure, I should say, of introducing our last song? We've got one more to go, though, and so I'll sign off here and say goodbye. But Jimmy, give us one last number.
Oh, thank you, Lisa, for the offer. I'll take up the challenge. Someone's just plopped in front of me a number. It's got on the paper, "Does your mother come from Ireland?" Well, of course she would. That's where Lisa came from, County Cork. And we'd like to just perhaps make this as a tribute to Lisa and her loved ones. The song is, "Does Your Mother Come From Ireland?"
Well,
thank you.
Is the Pope Catholic?
Did your mother come from Ireland? 'Cause there's something in you, Irish. Will you tell me where you get those Irish eyes? And before she left Killarney, did your mother kiss the blarney? 'Cause your little touch of brogue you can't disguise. Oh, I wouldn't be romancing. I can almost see you dancing where the Kerry pipers play. Sure, and maybe we'll be sharing in the shamrock you'll be wearing on the next St. Patrick's Day. Did your mother come from Ireland? 'Cause there's something in you, Irish, and that bit of Irish steals my heart away.
Did your mother come from Ireland? 'Cause there's something in you, Irish. Will you tell me where you Irish
eyes? And before she left Killarney, did your mother kiss the blarney? 'Cause your little touch of brogue you can't disguise. Oh, I wouldn't be romancing. I can almost see you dancing where the Kerry pipers play. Sure, and maybe we'll be sharing in the shamrock you'll be wearing on the next St. Patrick's Day. Did your mother come from Ireland? 'Cause there's something in you, Irish, and that bit of Irish steals my heart away.
His hat on, hip 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 hooray, the sun has got his hat on and he's coming out today.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.